Hello, my name is Alejandro Tapia here on February 27, 2019 at San Leandro High School. I'm here with Marco Guandique, one of San Leandro High's best gamers. Marco, can you give me a small breakdown at what age you started to play video games?
I started playing video games in middle school, and ever since I started playing, I became kind of addicted to the games, and it really puts off... It really helps you out in a lot of different situations, because not only that, video games sharpen out the way you think, because there's certain puzzles and certain ways that you have to play games. So most people might think that video games are not beneficial for people who play too much, but I'd say that they really help out a lot in a lot of problems that you might come through.
Can you tell us what console you play with and why you chose to play that console?
Originally, I started playing with Xbox, or the Xbox 360 back in middle school. And I would say now in this time, I use the PlayStation 4, because a lot of my friends are usually using this the PlayStation, and a lot of new games are exclusively for this console. So I've further been on using this console to play with my friends and chat with them continuously about whenever I get the free time to play.
Okay. Do you play Fortnite and or Apex Legends?
Yeah, I play both games. Fortnite, I started playing as soon as it came out. It was a pretty fun game. After a while, it just started getting so boring, because it was the same concept, to the point that literally everyone was trying their hardest to become big when there was already people who are already big. And the game's not as fun anymore, and you can't play competitively because everyone just happens to find a bug or happens to hack the game and ruin the experience for everyone. So that's why I've been looking furthermore into like a different game, in which Apex Legends came out. So I started playing that game, and I realized that this game was way funner, a lot easier. It wasn't the same as Fortnite, where you get to just run away and just hide in a bunch of walls. When Apex Legends really is just much about skill and thinking about the game. It all just reminds me of the Call of Duty. Like, I used to be a Call of Duty player, and then I got into Fortnite. But playing Apex Legends just brings a lot of nostalgia and just makes me want to play furthermore.
Now, you mentioned that people will hack Fortnite. Do you think that will happen with Apex Legends later on?
Yes, because it's supposed to happen to many video games throughout the years. But even so, I wouldn't say that Apex Legends won't be successful as it is now. It's already starting to almost overcome Fortnite's downloads, even so that it's a free game. People are already starting to make in-game purchases, including myself. Sometimes I'm tempted to buy it, even so that I would tell myself that I wouldn't. I can't stop myself from doing it, because just looking at all the cosmetics just brings me into the game and wants me to keep playing and purchasing more.
Do you think, since both games are free, they get more downloads because of that?
Yes, because nowadays purchasing games is kind of risky, because you can't really return games and get your games at full price, and you really don't know if you're wasting money, because you don't have a chance for full demos to play a game. So playing a free game is really worth it. People get to try the game out, and since there's a lot of in-game purchases, that's how people make profit. They see that a lot of people like to try out games and see whether they like it, and since it's free, they don't have to worry about purchasing the game immediately, but playing immediately with their friends. Then throughout their gaming experience, they get attracted to the cosmetics, and it brings out a lot of joy into people, makes them feel good about themselves, rather than having to purchase a game that costs $60.
Right. Fortnite was popular over the last year. Do you think its downloads will slow down now that Apex has released?
Probably. Apex Legends has racked up about 25 million players from what I know, and it was just in the first week alone. According to a developer from Respawn Entertainment, it was making a huge impact into the Battle Royale scene. That's a whole lot of Legends, though. What I think is that this is a new competition in the Battle Royale genre, and it has still managed to stay up since release. I think Apex Legends is going to be successful further on, and soon enough it will take Fortnite's spot as the king of all battle royale games. Fortnite so far has been panicking over not letting Apex take over the competition. They have been offering free battle passes, and even so, they have been offering other awards that can compensate for people to come back and play the game, because they have noticed that the revenue has dropped by 49% this year, and that's a lot of money considering how much money they've made last year. Even so, they make a lot of money right now. Apex Legends is quickly trying to catch up already. It's insane how this game has been released only for 2 weeks and it's already catching up to Fortnite, which has been released for almost a year now.
Now, since Apex Legends is so new, can you explain what's the point of it or how it works?
Apex Legends is supposed to be concepted on battle royale game, but not just any battle royale game. It's based on a type of Call of Duty type of genre, but at the same time, it's not so like Fortnite that people won't get tired of it, because you're just using all of your skill and you're using the way you think in a lot of obstacles to fulfill them. Like for example, when you are playing in a match and you have to confront a lot of people, you would have to think about how you could take each one down or something, compared to Fortnite, whereas if you come by four people, they could easily take you down just by having too many what we call mats, which is basically too much walls or something to block you into a box, or maybe in trap kill you. And at that point, people just get really angry at the game and really tired, because Fortnite has been, every single time there's a new update, there's always a new bug, there's always a new glitch, and it's just annoying, because everyone just exploits the glitch, and it just ruins the experience of people who just want to continuously play, including those who are famous for playing the game. They get frustrated, and it doesn't make people enjoy the game as much as they used to.
Now, I'm guessing you play online with your friends. Do you still find Apex to be better when playing with friends, or do you think Fortnite's better?
I think Apex is better, because when I went back to Fortnite just to try it out to see what has changed, I realized that, oh my god, Apex was way better, because the concept, the quality gaming, just how different the components for the game were compared to Fortnite. Whereas if it was just as any regular battle royale game, and all they did was just add their own new updates, which was kind of annoying, because they tried their best to just rack up money but not improve the gaming quality for us.
Okay, now you have it. One of Salandra High's best gamers thinks overall Apex is better than Fortnite due to it being newer, better, and more improved.